Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Hey, well, listen, I have to kind of just back it up a little bit because I have to officially offer my congratulations to you on winning a third term in office. Congratulations. And again, I'm taking full credit for starting this train, even though I didn't. But we'll still take credit for it. Congratulations. So how does this feel to be, you know, was it surprising or did you expect to, you know, get another term? How does this feel?
Well, I was hopeful. I've done the work. I have a report card that says I've been. I have moved the agenda for it that I put forth first in 2015 when I sought the support of the residents of Maple Heights, and I won in 16, my first term. I keep my own personal scorecard, and I measure my success to make sure I'm delivering on campaign promises. I don't want it to be platitudes, something on a campaign literature, but I actually hold myself and continue to hold myself to those pledges. I don't want to call them promises. Promises can be empty, but to those pledges. And then I constantly measure how I'm doing and by the scorecard that I keep, which match up again to those pledges that I hope to bring forth for the residents. It's all based on giving everyone that chooses Maple Heights, our residents as well as our stakeholders, our businesses, a return on their investment, an ROI. If I choose Maple Heights, what do I get? I get a responsive government. I get snow plowed. My trash is picked up. Street lights are replaced. Potholes are filled. Police calls when there's danger. Fire and EMS call when there's a fall and the person can't get up. And so that is how I frame my priorities for the citizens of this city.
I love that. Well, that's all quality of life things that we, you know, a lot of folks take for granted in other places and things, but that is the work of city, and you are just doing it up. So I love that, and I love the word that you use, pledges. I love that. I'm going to borrow that word out here, Mayor Blackwell. I love that. Yes, so outstanding. And I love that you said, now, how are the constituents, how are the folks that you represent, how are they receiving all that you're doing there?
I would say having won this reelection with almost 73% of the vote, that they've received very well, and they've checked the box next to my name again. They have been recipients of the pledges, of the work, and I'm going to take the fact that they checked my name again, that I am still their chosen candidate.
Yes, that means something.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world. 25 years and counting. Now on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Keeping the focus on community. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is really all about. Yes, we definitely like to keep you looking your best and being well educated on all aspects of the hair and beauty industry. I'd like to say, I think we take it to an all new level with our commitment to community. I think it's something that we're leading, truly leading the way, especially as it pertains to broadcasting on the internet. Just not forgetting what community really represents. Oh, this show means a lot to a lot of folks because of that. And so community is not just a one direction thing. It really involves everyone. And we believe in that right here. That's where we started all of this. That's what we do. We look in the mirror first. So, I'm Carrie Hines, and thank you so much for helping to support each other. And again, connecting right here in our very own community. Stay tuned.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Now, Dr. Praneet James, I want to say that I remember you, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems. So normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan. And what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair because the blood, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. Our body systems, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So pretty much if you have some type of, a major health condition or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice below.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You know I like to read.
they would be great guests to educate our fans, and hopefully we can get our listeners out on the West Coast to support them. The gentleman I have standing by, Mr. Lindsay Bartow, again from the San Diego, California area. We're going to have him tell us all about this wonderful charitable event that's happening and give us all the details. So let me bring him to the line without further ado to kind of chat it up this morning. Mr. Bartow, Lindsay Bartow, welcome to the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm just hitting buttons this morning and trying to get you on. And we're so excited. You're on with me, Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And you're on with Michael Hopkins, who's out of Virginia area. So you got a couple folks on, and you're out in sunny San Diego area. Oh, my gosh. What's the weather like?
Well, it's pitch black right now. It's about 5:15 a.m., so, you know, I can't really see.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's going to be about
wow.
75 and sunny in about an hour.
Oh, okay. Enough.
Oh.
Enough.
Wow.
I'm you know, in my neck of the woods here in Brooklyn, there's still ice on the ground, so you're doing it up.
There we go.
Very much so. Same down here. Oh,
well,
yes.
Right, Michael? Same down here.
Oh, yes.
So listen, Lindsay Bartow, please tell us all about this charitable event. We're so happy, again, to welcome you to our broadcast today of the Hair Radio Morning Show. But please, yes, tell us about
thank
the event.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here. The event is called The Great Cut. It is a world record charity hair donation event benefiting children with hair loss. All the proceeds and all the hair go to children with hair loss. And Children with Hair Loss is a outstanding charity organization who makes real hair prosthetics for kids who have medically related hair loss. So what that means is kids
wow.
going through alopecia, kids who are having cancer, kids who are
wow.
burn victims. Now, these children get these wigs from Children with Hair Loss for no cost to the family. And what really makes them special is that they will work with that child all the way up until they're 21 years old. So whenever they come on, let's say they come on when they're eight, they will provide that child with a real hair prosthetic every single year until they're 21 at zero cost to the family. So we
that is
have
incredible.
Just,
it
yes,
is.
Yes. They are a yeah. incredible organization. They're have helped thousands of kids across the United States. Last year alone, they were upwards of 700, and we are just honored that they are our charity partner and that we will be really helping them out at The Great Cut. So let me tell you a little bit more about
yeah.
The Great Cut. The Great Cut
Please.
Is the world's largest hair donation. This is the second time that we have done this. This happens in person at San Diego, in San Diego. In 2019 was the first Great Cut. It has been 5 years since then, and we are now doing the Great Cut 2024. There is going to be
wow.
about 3,000 people at the event, the largest hair cutting zone you've ever seen, about as big as a football field. 600 people will be coming, 600 donors will be coming to donate their hair that day. It's March 16th.
That is incredible.
Port Pavilion, San Diego. And what we are really looking, I want to get the word out here, is you don't have to donate your hair to contribute. Like I said, we're going to have, you know, over 2,000 people at the event. But we are looking for hair donors. We're looking for hair cutters. We need stylists and barbers who want to come volunteer their time and help do these haircuts. We also need volunteers. And if you can't make it to San Diego, guess what? You could still participate because we have a mail-in option. And the thing is, Carrie, that's so powerful about this is that all of these people are coming together to do something greater than themselves. And they're giving up
wow.
something that is part of their identity, that has part of their personal story tied into it, their hair. you know? And it is just a feeling when you donate your hair that is really unlike anything else. And it's unique to every person who does it because everyone has their own story about their hair. So
it's
just a powerful thing, and it really, you know, galvanizes the cause, but also just this energy of positivity and a feeling of giving that, you know, we're really, really proud to foster.
Well, I am just happy to have you guys here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to talk about it. Now, I've got to say, I want to just say and comment about, you mentioned about your charitable partner, Children with Hair Loss. And I just want to say how amazing it is because you guys doing the prosthesis, you know, for the kids, you know, really helping them. Because, listen, you know how it is. I remember being a kid in school, and you just want to kind of fit in and blend in. You know, you don't want to stand out or anything like that. So having the ability to have these special prosthetics made so that they can just kind of blend on in, you won't see the hair loss so much, you know, and they can feel good about themselves. I think it helps them to, you know, have that extra little something and pride and all of that. So what you know, the folks you partner with sound amazing to me. So this is going to be just fabulous, and I'm looking forward. Now, this year, you said the date of this, I just want to get that out again. You said it's March 16th.
Yes.
There just might be some time to get myself to the West Coast, and I'm going to try
to
figure it out.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
I've been to San Diego just one time. I used to live in L.A., so I'm a California guy. And I just might get on out there and help to bring some attention to what you guys are doing and maybe do some broadcasting. So we'll try to work some of that out on some of the details. But, again, this is huge. Michael, is this not amazing, Michael?
As you say, Carrie, this is ginormous. This is ginormous.
Yeah.
I love this. Wow.
Yeah. Now, for you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just put it on out there officially. My guest today, Mr. Lindsay Bartow, who comes to us from the West Coast. So, again, all of our West Coast fans and folks who can get there, support this event. And, again, he's pointed out that you can still contribute. You don't have to have your hair cut and all that. You can still be a big participant in all of this. And his organization, The Long Hairs, which I love that. And now you guys are a men's lifestyle grooming brand. Can you talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Mr. Bartow?
Yeah, sure. So back in 2014 is when we started the company, and it was just myself and my partner who were working in a digital marketing agency. We both happened to have long hair, and we were really just we're new to long hair. Okay, you know, we were in our 30s, and we were just guys, and a lot of the education and resources we seeked out really weren't targeted necessarily to us. There was just there's an infinite amount of amazing educational content and products really targeted towards women, which is great. All that stuff's great, but we really felt a gap in the market specifically for guys and guys talking to guys about how to do your hair and how to work with your hair and how to work with good quality products and even know what that means. And so we really went on a journey. It just started as a blog to create content focused on educating these guys. And within about a year, we had built a pretty good audience. We were like, man, we have something here. And we had an idea for our first product called Hair Ties for Guys. The finest hair ties in the world.
Hair ties for guys. I love it. What is hair ties for guys?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly. They're weight tested to hold over 100 pounds. No slip, no crease, no tug. They are really fantastic, but you got to try them for yourself to be a believer. And you can find all this stuff at our website, thelonghairs.us. And yeah, so then we went on that journey. That was our first product. And then we eventually got into hair care. So we have shampoo, we have conditioner, leave-ins, dry shampoo, a sea salt spray. And then we have some other auxiliary products, headbands, head wraps, and hats and apparel. What we are here for is the men with long hair who feel like, you know, hey, where's my community? Where are my guys? And we are your guys. Come find us. Now, another thing is very important. Since the very beginning, charity has been an incredible or a very important part of what we do. Once we launched our first product, we made a commitment to donate 1% of our top line revenue to a charity organization. We partnered with Children with Hair Loss. And as we progressed and became closer with Children with Hair Loss, that's where the idea of the Great Cut spawned. And we went for it. And then 2019, we did it. Also in 2019, forgot to mention this, at the Great Cut, we broke the Guinness World Record for the most hair cut and donated in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was 339 pounds of hair.
Wow.
Wow. Incredible.
That's incredible. And, you know, over the years, we have been able to meet many of the children, the beneficiaries who work with Children with Hair Loss. And Carrie, just like you're saying earlier, you know, the thing, when you lose your hair as a child, it really is a shock to your confidence. And confidence
exactly.
is so important, especially if you're a teenager. If you're in high school, you know, it's a big blow. And what Children with Hair Loss does is it gives that confidence back to these kids. And that then has a whole other host of benefits that come. You know, it's a surge of energy for that child to have that confidence back and to feel good about the way that they look. So that is why we're doing the Great Cut here again.
Wow. Yes, the Great Cut. So this is something that you guys have been doing for a few years, and I just love it. I absolutely love every aspect of what you have to share today.
Too.
Lindsay Bartow, our guest, right, Michael? And the children, the people in the community benefit. And like I said, I'm not just talking radio talk. I'm going to try to get on out there somehow. We've got family out there, and we're going to figure some things out on this.
Yes.
Yes, good job. And you just explained it all so beautifully today, Lindsay Bartow.
Yes,
you really
did.
So
it really did.
Yeah, the long hair. Yes, and really
good
stuff.
Oh, I love that.
So the Great Cut. Yeah, the Great Cut is the event. And again, please remind everybody how they can find out more about the Great Cut and so much more about the event on what you'd like to share today, Lindsay Bartow.
Thank you so much. Yes. So you can read up on all the ways you can help with The Great Cut at thegreatcut.us. That's just thegreatcut.us. And we also are on Instagram at thegreatcut2024 is how you can find us there as well. We're putting out a lot of great content over on Instagram. So either one of those will get you where you need to go.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And right, Michael, the other thing that kind of struck my, just hit something with what you said in terms of resonating on my end. I love the idea of being able to have conversations, like you said, with other guys. We don't often get a chance to do that when it comes to men's grooming and just being able to talk with each other. And so I love this, that this was something that you guys we're out there doing and just helping to make a difference and you know, how we go talking about hair and being guys. So
happy you recognize that because it could be like it naturally, it kind of feels a little uncomfortable at first when you start asking like, you know, hey man, how, your hair looks great. What kind of products are you using? It's like, what do you mean? By hair?
Like, you know, we don't
yeah, it's a little different. Oh, yeah.
Wow, how funny is that? Yet
yeah,
women do this all the time and don't think about it. But yeah,
right,
if I
right.
walk up and, you know, nudge my buddy on his shoulder, you know, what you doing with the hair these days? Might not
right.
always go over how we planned. But I love the conversation. I absolutely love that conversation and that this is something that you're out there leading the charge with, Lindsay Bartow. So, again, great job. Great, great job.
Very
and, again,
so.
The long hairs and their big event coming up in March. I'm going to try to get on out to the West Coast. Again, coming up in March, on March 16th, I should say. You mentioned about the pavilion. What's the any more you can tell us about the address and how folks can take part in this? We're going to give it one final big push right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Lindsay.
You got it. Yes. The address, so the Port Pavilion is a massive pier in downtown San Diego. So the Great Cut is actually right on the water.
Oh,
and
that must be so beautiful.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful. Yes, I don't have offhand, but you can find it at thegreatcut.us. Everything is there. And so just to give you a little bit more details here, actually, I just got it. So Saturday, March 16th is the day of the event. The address is 1000 North Harbor Drive. That's San Diego, 92101. The event schedule, we're starting at 8:30 a.m. It's going to end at 10 p.m. There's three cutting blocks throughout
Ooh.
The day. So 9 a.m.
Wow.
to noon is the first time you can get your hair cut. 12:30 to 3:30 is the second time, and then 4 to 7. We have live entertainment all day. This isn't just about just the haircuts. Yes, that's the highlight, but we are making it basically a festival. We have live music from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. there on the bay. We have food and beverages all day long, and there's going to be tons of local vendors all involved there as well. So we are hoping to make a new world record announcement by 8:30 p.m. that night on Saturday,
wow.
March 16th.
Lindsay, this
oh.
sounds like something I'm going to try and make it happen. I'll be following up with you and the team after today's show and just kind of trying to talk it out, see what we can do. But regardless, I want to continue this wonderful new relationship, if you will. We would love to have the kind of components on men's grooming added into our broadcast. We'll chat with you and your team about all that in days to come.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you for this. I really do. You really made a big difference in our day today with your wonderful charitable efforts and what you're doing. Again,
oh, yeah.
Just really doing some great stuff. The Great Cut. Great stuff
yes.
with The Great Cut. Again, Lindsay, our guest from out on the West Coast, the long hairs. And again, you have many websites. You know, you got a few. So thelonghairs.us for folks, right? And it's one of them. And
yep.
we're just so excited for you guys. Okay. So listen. Lindsay, we look forward to seeing you out there at the event. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Again, coming up on March 16, 2024, as you just heard Lindsay point out. And I just want to say thank you. Any last, anybody you want to shout out to or any last, anything you want to kind of, you know, share with everybody before we sign off today?
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the time. Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
And I just hope I can see all you guys out there in San Diego because it's happening. And it's really
yeah.
a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, the last one we did it was in 2019. This one, and there's no guarantee we're doing it again. So if you want to experience something really magical, something really special, and you want to give up a part of yourself with hundreds of other people and feel an incredible energy in a building that you're not going to find anywhere else, you got to be at the Great Cut.
Wow. It doesn't get any better than that, okay? Lindsay
totally.
Bartow, again, thank you so much for being with us today. From the Long Hairs, of course, and their incredible work that they're doing. We'll see you at his event, The Great Cut, again, coming up on March 16th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. Okay. Thank you again, Lindsay Bartow. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll yes. Back thank you.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
The Hair Radio Morning Show. We're making black progress. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Black history is American history, and the Hair Radio Morning Show is an African-American broadcast institution. So we're proud to celebrate more than just once a year. Our very broadcast is predicated on the ongoing legacy of our community. The Hair Radio Morning Show highlights the indelible contribution to our great country by African-Americans everywhere. So we've been a big, big part of every fiber in the United States and continue to move the marker forward. So listening to our daily broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show is honoring Black history. So stay tuned.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no. Number two, consulting your calendar. Number three, clearing your mind. And number four, getting organized by
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning. It's February 23rd, 2024. It is my great honor to welcome you to the second hour, top of the second hour, on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. And I would like to bring to the line my co-star. You know her so well. She has just morphed into the queen of the mornings and just doing a fantastic job right here on our broadcast. So here it is. Well, what am I going to say? Here she is, the one and only queen of the mornings, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning.
Happy
Fan Day Friday.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing this morning, Carrie?
All the above. Doing great.
Yeah.
Yes, I have no complaints. The broadcast has
wonderful
been
show this morning.
Doing gangbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you
I
like what
it.
You heard?
Yes, I love just everything. But I really enjoyed hearing about the Great Cut. Oh, I love charitable events, Carrie, because it's all about the community.
Oh.
It's all about giving back, about service. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too. Well, the Great Cut, in case you guys are just tuning in, we had a segment on with the gentleman who really is doing gangbusters to promote this, and I'm so proud. His name is Lindsay, Lindsay Bartow, and there's a part of something called the Long Hairs, and they're doing this great charity event out in San Diego, California, in which, you know, they cut hair and grow, you know, for long hair. They cut it off so they can make the prosthetic, like they're like wigs for the kids. So, you know, these are children who are suffering from hair loss issues of all types. And I'm just so proud of the work that they're doing. I told them, I said, hey, I'm coming out there.
Wonderful.
I'm getting it on my calendar. I'm going to see what I can do to broadcast from there. And there's going to be a couple thousand folks there on hand to kind of really support this, and I think I'd like Hair Radio, the morning show, to be part of that push.
Oh, most definitely.
We've got to do what we can. Yeah,
that's
we're
it.
About hair, beauty, and community.
And
so
community.
We really have to. Yeah. So today's show, I love the broadcast. It's, you know, they're never ever two shows alike of the Hair Radio morning show.
No,
really
they're all different.
They're
you never know
different.
What you're going to
hear. You never
so
know what you're going to hear.
Always have your pen and your paper so you can take some notes.
This is true.
Got some numbers down or whatever it is that you're
this is true.
You hear.
Yeah. Well, I did love. We heard from Annette Blackwell, who is the mayor out in
right outside
of Cleveland, a little area called Maple Heights, Ohio.
Maple Heights.
And she was on, and she talked a little bit about her third term, so we were happy to hear
that's
from
wonderful.
Her. Did a mini tribute to the great Tina Marie. We miss her so much. We played a couple songs in there from Tina Marie. And then we went in for a classic club song called Inside Out by a group called Odyssey. Yeah. It was a very great song. It was a little different, but we love it. You got to kind of mix it up on the Hair Radio Morning
Show.
You
always mix it up, Carrie. So that's what we're
you
going
got
for.
To.
You got to mix
gotta,
it up.
You know what?
A little
You'd
bit
be
for
surprised.
Everybody.
You give a little bit, you know, you play something, because to me, great songs are great songs, even if it's not
exactly.
one that you're familiar with. So, in a lot of cases, that's what this show does. It educates, informs, entertains, it does checks a lot of boxes. And so I love that we're able to get songs on, because these songs happen to be memories for somebody out there in our audience.
Right.
We love that. Yeah. So
right.
that was really
and
great.
Introduce others to
a new artist, and, you know, go back and
exactly.
listen. You may enjoy
exactly.
their music as well. So, yes.
Exactly.
So I always learn.
And I've learned. Yes, and me too. And being on this show, doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I've been introduced to a lot of new music or music
so
that
I.
by artists that remember that, you know, that might have been on their album back in the day that we did not know about. So I
right.
love it. Yeah, I love playing some of the songs.
That's what we do,
Gary. And they just become, oh, we go to town. We go to town here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as they say. Yeah, so it's been just a fantastic Friday. The week has really gone by so fast, Nicole
Marie.
It has.
Another
really
Friday
has.
Already. Carrie, we're almost at the end of the month, the end of Black History Month.
Yes, exactly. We're still celebrating here, as you guys
yes,
heard a little while ago on the show.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And Carrie, let
but
me
you
tell
what?
You. I told you earlier
yes.
in the month that every day I educate my students on an African-American person that they may have never heard about. And I receive so much positive feedback from my students. They come in and they are excited and they want to know who we're learning about today. And one of my students told me, he said,
don't
oh,
tell
thank
me
you
that
you, so
told,
much.
You that person you told them about was Carrie Hines. No, I'm just
Carrie
kidding.
Hines,
I'm just
Hines.
Kidding.
No, but he was
no,
so excited.
Not,
he told
I'm
me
not that well
that.
Known yet. Yeah.
But you're right there, Carrie. You're
nothing.
Right there. But he was
oh,
so excited
well,
because he said every day he goes home and tells his family about who he learned about. And he's educating his family because his family doesn't know about a lot of the people we discuss either. So that's what
well,
it's about.
Well, you know what? Exactly. And I thought about something very similar to that, that we don't, you know, you can always tell how little is known about our heroes in our community or from our
right.
community.
Right.
Very simply. If you go out of our community and ask someone, do they have they heard of, you know, Benjamin, whoever, if you'll get a real blank face or blank stare because
mm-hmm.
they have not even, they don't know of the person and they don't really don't know outside of a Dr. King or Malcolm X. They have no idea. And again,
exactly.
this has been the problem. Of when you have a society that is not inclusive of everybody's heritage.
Exactly.
This is what you
because
run the risk of doing.
Because Black history is truly American history.
Absolutely. We are living history. We
That's
are living
it.
History.
We are.
And our stories emanate from our ancestors who did not choose to come here to America.
Exactly.
You know, so folks, you know, they were brought here against their will and were forced to try to push forward with a life that they could have and prosper. And unfortunately, their descendants, us, we haven't felt all that welcomed. And so, you know, you guys have to go back and rethink what you're doing out there, folks. You
exactly.
really do. So, you know, for us, we want to keep our foot on the gas and remind everybody that Black history is here, and we are here. There would be no history, period, without Black
without
history
us.
In this country.
Right.
So please learn it. Okay, so thank you for that, Nicole Marie. You got me all wired up today on Hot
Mic. Exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's really what Hot Mic, our live mid-show, is all about, where we take a look at things and talk about things here. You know, in the weeks to come, I want to kind of talk about all kinds of things, you know, being pushed out of the neighborhoods by folks coming in. You know, it's called gentrification in our area. So we're going to bring up some of these topics. They're a little bit uncomfortable, but that's how you're able to deal. Instead of hiding our heads under the bed, you know, let's kind of have some conversations.
These conversations
that we can,
are necessary,
we can
Terry.
Absolutely.
So
I am
necessary.
so much believing in that. Absolutely. So I want to take a moment. Speaking of which, I want to thank everybody. First of all, again, it's Friday morning. Friday, February 23rd of 2024. Oh, I believe it's my sister's birthday. I want to shout out my sister Marion in Maryland. We wish her well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So hopefully she hears this message. It'll be like a message going out in a bottle, but hopefully she'll hear it. Listen, I want to take a moment also to just thank our fans, the Heritage Morning Show fans.
Thank you.
I call you guys
we
dogs.
We so appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, because, oh, they listen every day from beginning to end of the show. You are the morning stars, really, and we so love you on this broadcast.
We
and
certainly
to
do.
To our new fans.
Thank you.
Right?
Thanks
folks
for tuning
who
in.
May just be, well, here's the thing. You've got a lot of new folks who are just joining us today for the first time. So here's, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show really brings together hair information, details, all of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's a lifestyle program, but we touch on things that are important to you. You're more than just one dimension, and we want to make sure that you have representation right here on the broadcast.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we got to thank our veterans. We got to say we salute you. We love you. We support you. We appreciate you. All that you have
love
had to endure.
Thank you. Thank you.
We really do. So absolutely. Big salute. Don't forget Michael's show. You guys know Michael Hopkins, our co-host and colleague. He'll be up in about 10 minutes from right now. Now, he hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Roll right here as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. So you want to definitely check him out. You don't have to be a veteran to enjoy the show. We're going to chat with him a little bit more about that in the next half hour. Now, I've got to say, must say thank you to our natural hairstylists. We never take a moment to just say folks who are doing locks, folks who are doing braids.
Thank you.
Yes, we love you. The folks who are coloring only. You got a lot of specialists out there.
A lot.
We just want to say thank you. Yes. And, of course, to our licensed cosmetologists who are from coast to coast, who are going to school, who graduated, you know, who with their cosmetology license. Again, it's regulated in each state. I also had a chance when I did my live event, Nicole Marie, in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Back it was the Hair Nation Expo, I think it was in 2019, and I brought the students in from the high school. The high school students, there was a class or two that came in, and I introduced them to Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alelia Bundles, and live and in person.
Nice.
So it was living history, yes. So
what
that
a great
was,
experience
my,
for them.
Oh, my gosh. It was just fantastic. And for me as well to look in their eyes and know that this was an event and a coordination that we put together at Hair Radio. So these are things that it just makes me very happy. It really does.
Wow.
And while we're thanking folks, let's also thank our barbers. Barbers who really do amazing work and, again, provide a great safe space for our young men to go in and have, because a lot of us, we didn't have those wonderful role models that we should or that we should know about. And so a lot of the time, it becomes our fault.
Our children.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, so I just want to say thank you. I have many, many barbers along the way who helped to guide and shape who I've become. So I thank them for that. And for the folks who are doing live events and product manufacturer folks out there, to our Care Fee distributors, and Salon TV Network, and, of course, my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. We say thank you to all of
that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Guys out there. Yes, and of course I got to personally
thank you.
Thank
you, Nicole
Marie, Michael Hopkins, and our hair folks, our hair team.
We thank you, Gary.
Everybody else, and Keisha McAllister.
Yes, thank you.
That's very kind. Yeah, we have to say thank you because you guys helped to keep us going. We're soon celebrating 1,000.
That's it.
Broadcasts.
1,000 and beyond.
That's a lot of shows. It really is.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. So
we're
going to be doing something. Yeah. Well, we're working on
that.
Yes, we
have to celebrate.
We really are. We will definitely be celebrating in some capacity. We're going to keep you guys informed of that. Also, I think we have some more that we'll be doing as well. Coming up in the days to come. I think we have, we'll be down in Atlanta, Atlanta, Georgia, May 5th, 2024. So which I'm so excited. It's at SP and Herb. You guys remember Eileen has been with us many times on the show. We're going to get back to talk about this. I'll be down there. We got a lot of folks will be dropping by. It's going to be, it's really a rollout of our Get Set program, which stands for Salon or Shop Emergency Training. So I'll be doing some hands-only CPR training, but we also have all of our hair friends dropping by to talk hair care and so much more. So it's really going to be great.
Right, you don't want to miss that. If you're close in the area, please drop by. Absolutely.
And there's some stuff about it at AfroLockMagazine.com. We're also building a whole page on that and just so much. And again, big calendar coming up in March. Remember, we got the IBS show March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jacob Javits Center. It's Big Exhibition Center in New York City.
And it's beautiful.
And so that, again, Elizabeth Fantetti, who runs the show of all those folks, 80,000 people, she was right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think it was yesterday we had her on.
Yesterday.
And she's talking about IBS. So, yeah, IBS New York. I'll be there. I think Siobhan's going to be dropping in as well. So what are your thoughts? Nicole Marie, you were there last year. Was it not a memorable event?
It was a wonderful experience. Yes, just a beautiful building and just there was just so much going on. There's something for everyone. Whatever you need, whatever product you need, it's there. And I love the demonstrations and it was just wonderful. It's a great experience.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of great experiences, you do something each day to help us with kind of, kicking off our day with positivity. And again, these days, we just can't get enough.
We need it.
So
right.
Your work has gotten to be super, super important in our everyday lives, Nicole Marie. And you do something with hope, just giving us that little burst. And it just means so much to us on the show. So we want to hear a little bit about this hope of the day. And we got a great little intro that we have put together for you. So we're going to go ahead and get that on. And now coming up in the next hour, we have some announcements. We also are going to shout out to Dr. Bernard Evans. He was just not feeling so great, so we told him we'll try to get on a recent appearance or two from him.
Okay.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the coming hour. We wish him well. Okay, but here is the whole intro. So take a little bit of a listen, and we'll talk about it.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
All right, Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. The hope of the day is pause on a roll. It's tempting to go hard on any task until you're exhausted, but it's much smarter to take a break while you still have something in the tank. That way, when you resume, you can power on from where you left off. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, wow. Well, this definitely has my name all over it. I love it.
Oh,
Patrick,
yes.
Great one. Really good.
I was thinking
Nicole
of you
Marie.
When
good
I
selection.
Read it. When I first read it, I said,
yes.
That's Carrie.
It really is. This is true. I like that. You know, that's true. You really do have to take a break. I love what he says, take a break while there's still something in the tank.
Something in the tank.
You really
yes.
do. You need to do that so that you can have that energy when you come back to thrust forward.
Right.
Because that's what's going to see you through. So I
right.
love that. That is a
Stop
great.
Refresh and then come back
oh.
at it.
Exactly. Hope of the day. Now, what about yourself, Nicole Marie? Do you often know when it's time to take a break and recharge those batteries?
I do. Because usually when I know I need to take a break, because whatever I'm doing, I start to kind of get frustrated. And it's like, okay, let me take a break. Let me get my mind off of this. And then when I come back to it, I usually have thought of something else, have a new idea about what I'm working on, and then when I come back to it, I'm refreshed, I can focus on it, and then often I'm refreshed and I can recharge and come right back at it and complete whatever it is I'm working on.
Well,
so breaks are
sounds
very, very
awesome
important
to me. Absolutely. Well, let's see if Michael Hopkins feels the same way. Our colleague and co-star Michael Hopkins joins us
wow.
from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Officially,
good
happy
morning.
Mid-show, Michael.
Yeah,
good
Michael.
Morning.
Happy mid-show.
Yes. Happy mid-show, family. Happy
yeah.
mid-show. Uh-oh.
Well, Michael, now how do you feel about that? Do you often know when it's time to recharge those batteries?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. When it's that, I'll know it's when it's that time. And I may not get frustrated, but I'll just know it. When I ain't feeling it, then it's time to put the brakes on. It's time to pull over to the side of the road, and let's figure some things out here. Something ain't making sense. And I need that energy to build back up, and then it's time to go back at it again. Go for the gusto. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very much so.
Well, I am just so impressed, Michael. Awesome job. Okay. Great job, Nicole Marie, just doing it up
very
this
much
morning,
so.
As always, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Lovely. Good job with the whole of the day. Well, listen, we're going to take
so.
A little bit, Michael, when we come up, we're going to take a little bit of a music break with more Tina Marie, and
yes.
this is one of my favorite songs by Tina,
yes.
called Love a Girl. I know you guys may not remember
oh,
this, but
yes.
I certainly do, and we're getting it
oh,
on. So
yes.
Take a listen.
Can't forget Tina Marie.
You cannot
oh,
forget
no.
her. She's unforgettable. We love
forget
her so much.
That lovely lady. No,
all
sir.
All right. We'll take a look and we'll talk. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And this is your first time meeting through the radio show. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes, both of you. It's awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist, and we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this, and we've chatted a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today, and I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us, and I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit, and she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that, Keisha? We'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So, what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time you sit in your chair, and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals, and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep coming in. So.
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, a long time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know, people have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referral, you know. So, So, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. You know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. Wow, how nice. I love it.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, okay, next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he's asking here. How do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for hair, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it. And so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay, but I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar, in which I could be earning more. I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of,
honestly, it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill or you're unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not
You know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way, they might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So And then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint. But a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, yeah, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today. Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan DeFeer. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister. All the way, and you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California, and we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you, and real excited. What I love about this is that because I often thought, I said, well, maybe you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally, but. You guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more that was, let's see. So I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet. You have to love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of it's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability, you know, form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So we have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say, well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate and the form. Or just sitting down and talking to the person, it will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we've started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped. But it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, if, you know, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan DeCia, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you kind of, you know, what it, well, let me just ask you, do you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You know, you don't want, you got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is that they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Yeah, most important.
So if you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. And this is important. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yes. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. And this is the thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy. Literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and
thank
yes,
you.
Great
thank
job.
You. Thank you.
Yes,
you stepped away from the chair to come. Thank you.
Yes, great. I'm a
burnt out. Now your pockets looking funny. Never saw it coming, cause you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know? Did not wear braids. The current black. Yeah, I just said, we got to ease up on the people. So, it's like, because I thought about it, I was like, it would be easier. Nope, they're not ready.
Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning. It's February 23rd, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines with my colleague Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, Michael, good morning. Happy. We're going into the third hour.
A
few things to kind of chat about. Listen, I don't know if you saw on the news that Wendy Williams is kind of suffering with dementia, I think they were saying.
Wow, yeah,
and
I saw that. Yeah, wow.
How awful, real sad for her. Listen, here's my take on it. I got to be always straight and honest on how I feel. But for me, her show was so negative at times over the years, just really negative, especially towards Black men. That's how I felt. Michael, we're going to keep it kind of low in the background. I just want to thank, I think that what she was putting out there with a TV show was steeped in negativity towards the Black community and particularly Black men. And I just think to me that karma, that's what I have to say. I mean, you guys are all thinking the same thing. Karma is karma, if you know what I mean. And so I don't know. I wish her well. But, to me, the older that you get, you begin to realize that you want to be nicer, not nasty and crabby and saying awful things about people. Because you don't throw stones when you live in a glass house unless you just don't have good sense. So I don't understand it. But anyway, we wish her well. So that was one of the things I wanted to get out. Yeah. So we don't want anybody, we don't wish bad on anybody. But Michael, our big event comes up on May 5th. I don't know if we talked a little bit about it down in Atlanta, Georgia area. So please, 2024, so please reserve that time. Get your days off from your job because we expect to see you down in the ATL area. And that's May 5th of 2024. It's our Get Set, which stands for Salon Emergency Training that we're rolling out, or Shop Emergency Training, and going to do a little teaching of CPR and stuff like that and a few other things, and have hair guests and hair talk and humor stuff. Yeah, so that's going to be really good. Now, also wanted to announce Eugene Davis. You guys have heard him in recent times. He's got this whole thing he's been doing it for a while called Fabric of Hair. So he's going to be talking a little bit about that with our audience. So we're so happy that he's come back to the Big H, to Hair Radio, and we're real excited about that. We'll keep you informed when catch that. So it'll be probably in the next week or so. Michael, that's what's happening on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. And want to get on the best of the OFI, I call it, that with Dr. Bernard Evans and his recent appearance on the show. We'll get that coming up in just a little bit in the third hour.
Great stuff.
But, Michael, we need to talk a little bit about the veterans and the Vet Talk Radio show first. So we couldn't get the show on this Tuesday because I was literally on an airplane flying back into New York.
Very much so.
So, so next Tuesday is a live broadcast, a very special live broadcast for the Vet Talk Radio show. What can you tell us about that?
Wow, Carrie.
Yeah.
That is a very good question, as usual. You always come up with great questions. Now, with Vet Talk, this live episode.
Well, and Michael, I don't know what all that noise is, but we kind of hear a lot of stuff going on. So please check your microphone and all of that. A lot of clickety-click going on. So let's kind of work on that, folks, so we can hear you a little bit better. So what were you saying,
okay,
Michael?
Okay, well, what about now? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah. So now tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Wow. Yeah, I really, this live broadcast, I have a few things going on that I want to do. One of the things is I'm working on
Well, I think it could be something technical in the lines. Listen, let me just get us on to a commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more with Michael and see if we can kind of get to the bottom of that.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
It's sunny morning here in Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in Jersey. I'm in Brooklyn. But listen, let me just say, we're going to talk a little bit. We had an adventure yesterday. We went to a big TV show. We're going to tell you all about it as we kind of roll into the next hour and all that this morning on the show. But first, I want to bring back to the line. Now, this gentleman, I'm so excited about it. Dr. Bernard Evans, who is really the man behind the brand. You guys have been hearing us in recent days and weeks, for that much, talking about a company that I just love. And it is, and Siobhan, you being a stylist, you're going to absolutely love this. They've got great products, and this gentleman has an incredible story that he began to share with our fans.
Right.
And it's just been, yeah. So Dr. Bernard Evans is the man behind this movement, I call it, BeofiGlobal.com. And because I know you want to go to the site again, let me just make sure I got to spell it for everybody. So it's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, global.com. So it's BeofiGlobal.com. Now, let me bring, without further ado, the man who usually joins us on Friday morning, Dr. Bernard Evans. Dr. Evans, you are on with Siobhan, the seer out of New Jersey, and me, Carrie Hines. Welcome back to the broadcast. Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning, Siobhan. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for such a warm greeting. Thank you, Jay.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've been loving Beofi. So I want to, you know, and it comes through naturally. We've been sharing, if, you know, whenever folks tune in, we have a moment to drop a little line. We're talking about the brand, Beofi, and you do so much more at BeofiGlobal.com. So I want to talk a little bit. Of course, you have the best in hair care. And hair care products and all of that. But you do so much more, Dr. Evans. Can you please walk us through some of the other things that maybe folks may not know is available at Beofi?
Well, that would be an all-day conversation and probably weeks on end. But I'll just try to make it quick. statement about what we've been doing for the last 40 years with hair care systems and not just one product. So we have comprised systems of products for marketplaces globally that I've had the pleasure of going into countries and doing emerging markets and also working with those officials to help bring our product to different marketplaces around the world. Secondly, Biofi, as you did state, and those who do not know, Biofi is more than hair care. So we're into Biofi technology. Biofi merchant services, which I think would be very, very ideal for business owners and or companies that are looking to save money yearly on their processing fees. And a lot of probably stylists like myself and Siobhan, if they're not really knowledgeable about that industry, sometimes we could be paying more than we should. And so part of my, mandate is to save industries and individuals money on their processing fees. And a lot of, POS.
Well, you're talking my language now. You're talking about the processing fees. Wait a minute. You got to give me a little bit more on that one because, honestly, you know, I have my magnifying glass. As you get a little older, you start to pull out the readers, and I'm looking, trying to figure out, okay, this one is 2.9 cents. This one is 2.25 cents. What do you have? Tell me more about that. I'm interested.
Wow. Well, we have the flexibility, and every client is different, Siobhan, okay? So we just have to know pretty much who they're processing with. And we know that Square has a flat rate, okay? And there's so many others like Braintree, there's Stripe, there's Authorize.net. And we have been fortunate enough to come into the marketplace. And for me, I'm really concerned about our creative industry. Mm-hmm. And whereas most salons, barbershops, as you know, and you're accustomed to it because I believe for years you've taken cards, right? But most of us are really taken into consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it is that is behind the scenes, right? We want the apparatus. We want to be able to take American Expresses and all other type of cards, tap dips. But that's the POS system. But what's behind the scene, like you said, when you use your microphone card? The little magnifying glass. So a lot of people don't look into the background. But I look into the background. I'm a person that likes to look into the background, Carrie and Siobhan. It's very important as business owners that we be very, very astute about the services and one that we are offering. And then it's not as we want to retain as much of our profit as we can, right?
And we want it right now as well. We want the money now. I don't want to wait because it's Friday. All my clients come Friday and Saturday. I don't want to wait till Tuesday to see it in my account. I need it instantly.
Understandable. Have a way we could get you next day funding, right? Next day funding, and it batches out automatically. And so the beauty about BOP World Merchant Services is that not only can we compete with who you're processing with, we also have technology as well, and the latest of technology that can help you even with your processing by your phone, even if you don't have the need for having an apparatus at your station, meaning your checkout at when they leave, but you can actually check out right from your phone. Your phone. And they can a receipt via text or email or whatever it is that they do, and they can sign your phone. So that's
very nice.
Sign
how can I
on
ask you with this process? Do you have to do that? You know how you have this annual compliance for protection, where you got to do this update and that, or is it automatic?
We do have to be compliant because we are financially backed, and we have to do that for the banking industry. But everything is yearly with the compliances, as you already know. But what's most important is that we need to be on top of what are we paying, and I'm a stickler for that. You know,
nice.
We
now,
have
where
an
can we find it? For all the hairstylists listening to this, knowing now we could get our money tomorrow, we don't have to wait till Tuesday. How do we sign up, and where do we go to find all the information on this?
I have formats info@BOFIWorldPay.com. Again, info@BOFIWorldPay. And I will also send it into Kerry so that he can have it again. And they can send us their requirements. It's a form and how we are to get in touch with them. And we'll take them through just a very soft process and hear what their concerns are, like yours. And this is a global industry, and we, and that includes you, you know, we do so much in the industry other than, you know, take a person's card, because we sometimes are psychologists in the chair, listeners for these clients always, and we want to give them the best of who we are. And innovators, right? So we're concerned more about them than their money.
They're
but
family.
We want to save them money as well.
Yeah,
right, we want to save them money.
That's
as well.
True.
So, yeah, so I want to be able to save our customers money, and also our stylists and barbers all around the world. So BOFI Merchant Service is a global service. So we don't just service America. We're in the islands as well as Europe as well. So from website solutions to checkout solutions to peer assistance, we do it all. So we can be a game changer in the industry. And I love being in the game of saving people money.
Oh, you're talking my language. Every time you say it, I'm listening even more and more. Fantastic.
I'm more interested to hearing what you're doing in New Jersey, and what has kept you so long in this this business. Can you elaborate on that?
Being in the hair and beauty industry, it doesn't feel like work. It's something that I'm passionate about, that I love doing. And again, it's almost like you're sitting out with a good friend, you're having a good conversation, you're fixing their hair and making them look fantastic. It's just a good feeling all around. I enjoy it. I really do, and I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know
that's
what?
Beautiful.
I got to say, yeah, Dr. Evans, first of all, let me just bring everybody up to speed here. If you're just tuning in, you're just joining us, you're catching us in the middle of a great conversation, first of all, and you missed a lot. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am on with two incredible industry colleagues. And first, I've got to say, of course, you guys know Siobhan Desir. And again, want to say happy belated birthday yesterday, Siobhan.
Big
birthday.
We'll
talk a little bit about that, too. Yeah.
Happy
birthday, Ms. Siobhan. Great, great, great stuff. So we'll talk about that because we celebrated. So I got to fill you in on that, Dr. Evans, a little later. We had a big celebration.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that a little bit. Right? Now, listen, I got to say also, yes, I was just going to say, joining us also, of course, you hear Dr. Bernard Evans, who is the man behind BOFIGlobal.com, and I just love it. Again, you've been having a big conversation with Siobhan, which I just love this, on because it, to me it is. You have the right name in there. It's a global brand, and it's so much more. Not that hair care isn't enough. It can be enough, but we're happy to say that you've built on helping, everybody with, especially the back-end processing and the financial interest for merchants. So great work. Okay, BOFI Global, and I want to spell it again. Yeah, because here's the thing. I want to make sure that when people, you kind of need to, you know, everybody's finger-thumbing everything real quickly. Beophia spelled B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, the word global. So beophiglobal.com. And I'm so excited to have this man, the gentleman, behind the brand with us. So great work, Dr.
Thank
Bernard
you.
Evans. Good stuff. Yeah.
No, thank you again.
So,
thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, no, this is something that we enjoy doing. And I love that you have covered this, especially, Siobhan, this is right up your alley with Mercy
That's
Services.
That's the truth. Listen, because
and saving
the
few
truth is,
cents on the fee.
As a hairdresser,
yeah.
We've already have too many tasks already. We've got to be hairstylists,
yes.
And we have to do photo ops and do videographing and put lights
yeah.
up and, you know, we just, so just to know that he's offering the merchant
yeah.
side of it, we don't have to add that to our playbook. Fantastic. Look, we just need
yeah.
to all follow that site and take out our readers and go ahead and see what's going on to join us.
Bro, that would be, that would be fantastic.
It
would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I just want to bring more innovation to our industry, right? And we have to be concerned about innovation and technology and how the hair industry
yeah.
is changing globally, right?
Ooh.
But we want to bring innovations
yeah.
To stylists and those upcoming stylists that will come behind us and leave them with an easier path to process as well.
Exactly.
And I really love what Stefan had to say, her approach
yeah.
and why she does it so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, find many stylists now that continue after years and years. For me, it'll be about 38 years, or nearly 40 years. So
oh, wow.
To continue doing something like that, yes. And I'm
well,
New York licensed as well as Georgia licensed. So it is very, very rewarding, not only financially, but we have these clients that have really helped to shape our lives with their influences as well. So I would like to see how we impact even more lives, enhancing their
yes.
beauty and their self-esteem. And it's a pleasure
yes.
to
now,
meet you, Siobhan.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Let me, Dr. Evans, I just want to ask you about the one thing that I did see at beophiglobal.com that we haven't really chatted about, and that's something that I think affects a lot of folks. You guys are talking about money. And what about becoming an affiliate? Because I think this is something that folks are, especially these days, it's not the way it was back when we were out there starting out. They didn't have anything called affiliate. There was no way that you could – you know, share something and possibly earn a few extra bucks. So can you talk a little bit about the affiliates idea and how I think that folks can really gain something from this concept at beophiglobal.com?
I'll try and do my best. You put me on the spot.
I can also jump in. Okay, because this is something I'm intimately familiar with.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, at least for the last
yeah.
10 years. And I wanted to find an approach whereby not only hairstylists, but individuals can have and I don't like to use the word side hustle, but they can actually begin to make money also while they're working through social marketing.
Exactly.
And I started
yeah.
probably back in 1991.
Wow.
And it evolved, yes, it evolved into a affiliate situation where I thought it could help impact, you know, others' lives by them making financial gains positively. Through social marketing, and the associate side of the affiliate, there are twofold. The affiliate has a membership that a person
mm-hmm.
can become a membership, Siobhan, and we set them up with their own unique ID number, and everything is automated where they get their commissions and they can go in and they can choose whichever level they would like, from the Onyx to now Jade 8, which is a jade Yellowstone. So I was given not to do precious metals, but to do stones through prayer. So I just went into doing precious. So that identifies, it kind of separates the different levels as the members choose to become a member. But the affiliates side of it is anyone can join. That is commission-based. And one thing you don't know, Carrie, and I'm going to share this with you and Siobhan, is that BOFI has its own Visa card as well. So we have our own Visa prepaid, BOFI World, yes. And so that's part of my vision, was to bring something that these individuals will actually be able to have as their reward points are coming, just like in a reward card. They can actually load their card with their points, but also with their own dollars up to $2,500. So the Visa is a Visa prepaid card that can be utilized anywhere in the world, but they will be delivered to American residents. But they can use it at restaurants, any department store, online shopping, and even when they're out of the country, they can use the card abroad. So that was a great accomplishment to add to the affiliate side of BOFI. So, yes,
That's amazing.
Individual can actually earn by just circulating the link. And they go into BOFI Global, they can see the tab says become affiliate. They can click on the affiliate link, and they have two options. And the option will take them to the affiliate side, and they can choose what level they want to be or become a member. And from that, they just begin to socially market the link through their social marketing links, or we help them create their landing pages and all sorts of things like that to help bring more attention to what it is that they're doing. So BOFI then is a global brand. It is established in London. So those that are in London and those that are in America can circulate that link, and Amazon ships the products to everyone in the world. So their monies are sent to them via the accounting through payout systems, and those individuals receive their commissions every 2 weeks.
Wow.
So the more that they promote the link to their followers, the more that they get behind it and become enthused about earning money, they can earn as much as they want, and there's no limitation to what a person can earn. I did not put a cap on that. But there are some levels in the membership side. If a person just wants to start, just to see how they can begin to grow their business, selling our services, whether it is the merchant services, whether it is beauty products and the other services that we see, the travel side as well. So we have a travel business where individuals can go in and book and travel in the world as well, BOFI Travel. So we use the same engines, just like an Expedia or an Orbit. It is the same. But it's just refaced for BOFI. So all those things have been done for me to bring more value to our stylists and barbers all around the world.
That's amazing, because the truth is, when they have these different shows and stuff, we stylists have to travel everywhere. So now if you have a travel company, we're able to book through this. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes, we are. Yes,
wonderful.
Hotels. And everything, hotels, Ubers, whatever you want to do, you just go to BOFI Travel and Tours, and we take it from there.
BOFI.
Wow. We have live agents that come on and speak to you, and live agents just like you would, and we use the same carriers, but we can also compete with those other packages as well. And we have our own packages from cruises to airline excursions from, like Delta has something and someone goes to Orbit, or they go to Expedia and they're searching and they see a price there. So we can also match that price as well or beat it altogether by giving them 110% credit for them to travel with Beaufy Traveling Tours.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm just blown away, Dr. Bernard Evans. Let me just catch everybody up a little bit. If you are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're live today. It's Friday. It's Mandate Friday for us. It's February 16th of 2024. Today is our broadcast show number 955, as we march towards our show 1,000 and beyond, the most prolific hair and beauty radio talk show in the history of broadcasting. Your guys are on it today. And so I'm just so happy to have Siobhan Desir out of New Jersey. Siobhan is a hairstylist, many years of experience, and a proprietor. So we'll say she's doing real great big things. I had to tell her, but Siobhan, you're doing great things down in New Jersey. So we're going to continue to kind of highlight you here. And one of our special guests, who we asked to drop by for a little bit, but I'm going to see if you can kind of hang in for just a minute or two longer. I'd love to make an introduction. Dr. Bernard Evans, who I just adore, he is the man behind this brand. It's a global brand called Beaufy, BeaufyGlobal.com. That's their website. And I want to make sure that I want to introduce you to a gentleman that I know well who is, we're going all the way across the country to California. Now, you have Siobhan to see out of Jersey. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And, of course, where are you exactly, Dr. Evans? Where are you coming to us from this morning?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You're down in Georgia? Nice. Okay, well, we're going to be down to visit you real soon, so we'll talk about that. Wow, okay. And I got to bring to the line. And can you hang in with us for about 5 minutes, Dr. Evans? Can you hang in a little bit?
I will. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for that.
Okay, great. Let me bring to the line. Now, this is the man I call a disruptor in a good way. Sam Inon, we go back a long way. Sam is the man behind a company called Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association.org, right? Bobsa.org. You guys know Sam. And let me just get him on. He had to get up real early to come to this live. Sam, you're on with everybody this morning. We got Dr. Bernard Evans from BeaufyGlobal.com. We got Siobhan Desir out of New Jersey, hairstylist. You got Kara Hines from Brooklyn, New York. And good morning out there on the West Coast.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sam Inon from
Boston. Sam, yes, it's good to have you join us, Sam. And I wanted to start in with this. You have something, and we're going to talk about the special promotion that you're doing with You Go Girl. We'll talk about that. But first, I want you to remind folks a little bit about Bobsa, bobsa.org today. Please do so. And our Star Peers folks already know all about you, but just for those folks who may be joining in for the first time, what can you tell us a little bit more about Bobsa? What can you share?
Well, Bobsa has been around for 20 years. It was founded in 2004, and I was to just open up as many Black-owned beauty supply stores nationally as possible. And we have over 1,000 stores over the last 20 years.
Right.
So we're very proud
of
that. And we average about 3 new stores every 3 months, actually. You know, we're working on 3 stores right now, one in Virginia, one in Washington State, and then I think one in Atlanta. So we were very proud of that. And so we not only open up beauty stores, but we help individuals with anything they want to do in the Black hair care industry. Create a brand of hair. You know, I went to China 7 years ago now, and we have our own brand that we had to put in the beauty supply stores because we got tired of the Koreans controlling that part of our business, which is 60% of the sales in a beauty supply store. So we have our own brand to give to our stores.
Well, Sam,
we make
Not just yeah, go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry. Finish your thought, please.
We not only help open up stores, but there's a lot of black manufacturers that make wet goods, which is shampoos, conditioners, et cetera. We put them up front when we load the store up, a new store. So we have a lot of those manufacturers that have their own product and can't get shelf space.
Nice.
Well, Sam, I know we're going to be kind of exploring all of that with you within the next hour in the show. I just wanted to make sure and do a proper handoff, of course, from the one and only Dr. Bernard Evans, who is out of Georgia this morning. I didn't realize that, okay? Dr. Evans, you see why it was so important for us to keep you here for a little while longer so we could make sure that you heard a little bit from Sam this morning?
I do. I don't know if Sam recall he and I met back in 2004.
No, you're kidding.
No,
kidding.
We met through the Beauty Culture League at that time. And I remember Sam from California. And I still have his number in Northern California. And I reached out to him. I don't know if it's the same. Yes, and he was on that journey. And I am so, so elated and happy for what he's done and that he is really concerned about black entrepreneurs, black businesses. And for many of us that don't understand where he's going, I do, and I applaud him for what he's doing.
Yes.
1,000 business leaders and 1,000 more. And I am in the manufacturing space for 40 years, packaging and co-packaging and private formulations that I do too. Also with a brand of hair as well. So my hat's off to Sam Enon. And this is a movement that is needed for today. And if we can encourage those individuals to become self-sufficient, right, in this capitalist society. And many don't know about capitalism, right? But America is built on capitalism. And
that's right.
We have been targeted, you know, as those individuals that will go and empty our purses at these stores that are Korean-based. And they have it systematically designed where they not only hair that they sell everything from earrings to stockings to hosieries to whatever. And that woman will go in and spend all of her check, if not half of it, right, in those Korean stores. And when are we going to begin to be smart business people to take back market share? Because we have brain power. We have the know-how. We have a lot of things. It's just that we weren't really put in those situations and didn't have those advantages that now Sam is really behind with that movement. And my hat is off to him and Siobhan for staying around so long and continue to educate.
Yeah, great.
And you know what? The power actually is definitely in the human capital. You know, the funding and all that other stuff, there's power in the people. So once the people begin to move, everything will flow.
I agree with
that.
And we have to be smart about our money, right? Smart about where we spend our money. And to hear that Sam is erecting these stores and opening up these opportunities to produce products that are really geared to not only our hair, but multicultural hair textures and types, okay, globally. And it's a very, very strategic move that he has done. And I don't know all about his business, but I remember Sam sending me information on BOPSA. So I understood that it was beauty founded and what he wanted to do. And I remember at that time he only had 100 stores. He was young, just starting out. I remember him introducing me to his graphic artist. I remember all of that. And I remember his logo. I think I still have it.
I was just excuse me for a minute. I would just like to know why you haven't kept in contact with us. Because if
you now, Dr. Evans, you've done it.
You know, all you have to do is tell them my number. Of all those years, my number has never changed. The website has always stayed the same.
Wow.
Wow. So, Sam, this is Bernard Evans, and you and I met. I think I was coming in from London at the time when you and I was introduced, and I was pushing a brand that I manufactured, which was the Platinum Hair Care System. And Daphne Maxwell Reed from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was my co-host. And we did this 30-minute commercial. And so it was launched on BET at the time when Bob Johnson was the chairman and CEO. So we have began to gain market share in that whole Platinum Hair Care System arena. And I'm thankful because it helped to launch a lot of things that I've done, even behind the scenes in what I'm doing today. So, Sam, we need to talk on kind of collaborating on some things to move forward. I would love to have Siobhan on it.
Don't leave out Hair Radio. We want to be right there at the table.
Yeah, no, you have to be part of it, Carrie. I mean, I don't want to do anything without you. And I just really love the synergy with Sam and Siobhan. It's like, you know, this is just a good medium and a great medium to meet people that are doing like-minded things.
Yes.
And it would behoove us all if we could just find ways to just complement one another, right, and not compete against one another. And when we find that place where we're comfortable in our own selves and we find ourselves comfortable in our own emotions and what we bring, then the unilateral part of what we have as a unified body becomes even stronger. And so I'm interested in seeing like-minded people bring their innovation to have a greater blend. We'll become a stronger force, right? And when we become a stronger force, then we begin to control our own dollars, where we spend our money, how we spend our money, right? But today, there's so many different hair brands out there. There's a plethora of them.
True.
And years ago, we didn't have that market space. We weren't allowed, and even today, the Koreans still have at least 55 or 45% of that market space. Still.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you first, let me just say this. Thank you for addressing that, Dr. Bernard Evans. And I just got to tell you, I love this panel discussion today. We've had an opportunity to kind of cover a few of the yes, and Dr. Evans, you definitely kicked this off pretty well mid-show with this combo. Yeah, today this is a great conversation. But let me just say this, because what I do love is that you're out of Georgia, and I just want to let folks know something important. Hair Radio, we will be in your backyard. Save the date. Again, we're looking at Cinco de Mayo, so that's May 5th of 2024. I and everybody with Hair Radio, we're coming down to the Atlanta area. We're doing a live and in-person event, which is wonderful. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about it. It's a plethora of things. We've got everything from hair care. I got my hair friends, of course. And we have a lot with education and so much more. So we'll keep you guys informed about that as we kind of move along. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm working with your team, Dr. Bernard Evans, to make sure that you guys are a big part of that at bocglobal.com. So listen, we'll be checking in with you, as you know, each week right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And you guys can always reach out of course, Dr. Bernard Evans through the Hair Radio Morning Show or at your website. I know beofiglobal.com is just wonderful. And again, that's B-E-Y-O-F-I. B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. That is beofiglobal.com. Dr. Bernard Evans, thank you so much for being with us today on the Fair Day Friday.
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh,
it's always
you're
wonderful
always awesome.
To spend time with you, Carrie. It's a blast, and
yeah.
I always get excited and to speak with you. And I am so grateful to meet Siobhan today and Sam, who
yeah.
I've heard his voice in a long time. But we can catch up later.
Wow.
And thank you again. And thank
Listen.
You to everyone who's on the host today.
Yes. Well, you are always awesome. And like I said, we're going to be checking in with Beofi. All that you're doing right here. We're going to be dropping in each week. I want to shout your team out. We just appreciate them, and they're doing a great job. So, listen, you are just, you know, and I just want to say this. We mentioned about going to the Beofi Global website, again, beofiglobal.com. You can read about Dr. Evans right there because you have a story. So we're gonna encourage folks to visit that website. All right. Thanks again, Dr. Evans, so much.
I appreciate you.
All right. You got it. All right. So Siobhan DeSeer is with us. Sam and I'm from Bobsa.org is still out there in California. Sam, we got to get you out here to my wonderful little, we're going to, I don't know what to call it yet because it's something new and it hasn't been defined. It's a hybrid event coming up in Georgia that we were just talking with Dr. Evans about. So we're going to have you to save the date as well. But I know you're busy out there in California with Bobsa.org, so we got to make sure that you look at your calendar too. So, again, Sam Inon is our guest today from Bobsa.org. Sam, good morning again. It's early out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I do say. But that's okay.
Yeah. Now, see, what part? Is it okay to, I just want to share, you're not in Southern California. You're kind of like in the northern part. So just tell everybody so we can at least have some idea where you are.
Right in Silicon Valley, right across the bridge from Oakland, California. About 15 minutes south San Francisco Airport, you know. I can see Orco from house usually, you know, if it's not foggy.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, we're right here in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I've been out to that airport. I remember it used to be Western theme many years ago. I'm going way back now out in the Frisco area. But, listen, wow. Well, Sam, listen, when you hear someone like Dr. Bernard Evans talking about the impact that you've had on him and so many of us in the industry, what goes through your mind at Bobsa.org and the man behind Bobsa? What goes through your mind, Sam?
One thing about it is that I'm old.
you're not old, Sam.
That's been a long, long, long time. God, geez, yeah. But I believe in relationships, you know, along the way. 20 years is important that you build strong relationships. And I pride myself on that. That's what BOPS is all about. But, you know, I'm still glad to still around. But I just wish that we meet people, they would stay in our orbit, you know what I mean, to let us know what's going on. Because he's evidently making a lot of products and doing a lot of exciting things. We're not going to be able to do it by ourselves. We have to do it together. That's the only way this
That's
is
right.
going to work. It's the only way.
That's right. You have to. Yeah. And folks may not realize that, you know, they just may not realize it. But, yeah, that is the only way to advance in this industry, at least the segment, the part that we're all in. So I'm just grateful to have you guys with us. Yeah. So this is really important. Sam, I want to kind of bring folks up to speed on what you're doing out there and talk a little bit about the You Go Girl brand. So can you tell us a little bit, because you guys are behind this, and it's not you like Y-O-U, it's you like uniform. But tell us what You Go Girl is all about.
Well, natural and braiding hair is really, really hot now. It's been strong for a long time, but it seems like the braiding styles used to come in, and it used to summer months, people wear braids. But now it seems like it's going to be year-round. And not only that, when you have a style or a type of hairstyle that's, that men and women wear, it just explodes the category. And let me take you back a long time ago when the curl was hot. Men were getting curls just as many as women. So actually men were going to the salons getting their curls, and also women were doing it. So that category just blew up. And that's the same thing that's happening to the braiding category, which is a part of the neck.
That's right.
We call it natural. White folks call it texture because they don't like the word natural, you know. And so now it's textured hair. But and before that, we used to call it nappy hair. So we can say we evolved it, but it's more palatable if we say texture. But it's really natural hair, natural hair. And the braid styles, and you see men wearing it, football players, basketball players, all of them are wearing this style. And all it is just extensions of the braiding hair. Some of it might be real hair, but most of it is just braiding hair, which is a fabric that's created by the Chinese. Actually, the fabric is created in Hong Kong. And then they ship it to the Chinese, and the Chinese refine it. So, but that style is really hot, and it's gonna last more than just 6 months. You know, it's gonna last for a while because of the Crown Act. I don't know if you're familiar with the Crown Act. You know, and
And I was gonna ask Siobhan, being a hairstylist out there. Is that what you're noticing, Siobhan? Because you know what, I kind of agree with Sam on that. These days, it's unisex. Everybody is getting the braids and the extensions and all of that. But it's not just female clients. It's everybody. So have you noticed that, or have you what do you say about that? Because you're in a shop family. What do you say, Siobhan, out of New Jersey? Oh, let me see if I can get Siobhan back to the line while we do that. So Sam, but I agree 1,000% with what you said. And let me just say, you mentioned about the Crown Act, and again, for those of you who may not be aware. The Crown Act really consists of several different states. It's not across the country federally, even though I 1,000% wish it were. What it does, it fights against discrimination of our hair texture, really, against our hair, which, you know, has been almost weaponized against us in a certain way to look at it. But this is really something where folks are fighting against discrimination of our hair. And there's a number of states already, and my state right now in New York, of course, in New York, we're part of that. We signed on. So, discrimination is not accepted for hair here in New York. We don't want it to be anywhere in the country. But, again, we have several states who have already signed up to be part of the Crown Act, and we're hoping that it goes across. Yeah, so we got a ways to go.
It's the 27th state.
And we're one of them. Yeah. And that's as of this day. So, you know, it keeps changing and growing as we continue. And I'm hoping, again, this will be a blanket something across the country. Sam, I want to turn to, I got to get Siobhan back in on the conversation, but I want to turn to, please, tell us a little bit more on this offer, because you go, girl. We want to talk about the T-shirt offer that I found incredible, but we're going to have you to tell everybody what this offer is all about, Dan, please.
Well, we're always trying ways to promote the brand and put it in the hands of more consumers, because as you know, or you might not know, the Koreans control the hair market, and Bobby Boss and all these other brands, Milky Way, those are brands that black folks are familiar with, at least black women are familiar with. So what we wanted to do is create something different. So we're offering free T-shirt that says You Go Girl in front of the shirt. And all you have to do is go to the You Go Girl website and register, and we'll send you a free T-shirt. And you just advertise the T-shirt any way you want, family reunion, dancing parties, whatever, you know, and send us a video, and we will send you, we'll pay you for that. We'll probably pay
you in product. Now, Sam, the last time I chatted with you about this, I think you were saying it's for females, but we got to get some T-shirts for the guys out there who want to, you know, like we just said, it's a big unisex type thing going on. So how do you feel about that? Do you think this is something the guys can get in on?
Yeah, they can get on it, but we're going to have to name it something else besides You Go Girl.
We'll Go Boy.
We sell a lot of locks in the brand. So there's a lot of locks that we sell. And so we have to make sure of that. But one thing about the You Go Girl brand is that it's non-itch. I don't know if you know, but the braiding hair normally is washed 2 times. Ours washed 7 times. And that gets rid of the itch free, you know. And that's the biggest problem with braiding hair because it dries the
scalp. As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. Saw the pills on the table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us, both of us, both of us, both of us. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. I am a giant. We'll be breaking boulders underneath our feet.
Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It's Friday morning, February 23rd, 2024, as we kind of wind down on this episode in the last 6 or 7 minutes. Here in New York, it's almost 9 o'clock. Out Central Time, it is almost 8. And I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Michael, it's been just such a fabulous show. Again, Michael hosts the Vet Talk radio show, as you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here. So what did you think of today's broadcast, Michael? What did you think? And what about this week? I mean, it's been an entire broadcast week here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. We'll be back on Tuesday. I just want to get that on out there. But what did you think this week?
Oh, Carrie. Oh, man. For today, the music was bumping. You had one of my all-time favorites.
Michael, we're going to have to really get your phone, get you all switched up. You're having some trouble on the mic down there. We can hear it through our line. But thank you, Michael. So listen, work on that over the weekend. And thank you so much. It was a fantastic week. And I just got to say, it really has been incredible. It really has been. Each day has been just better than the one before it. And we've had amazing, great guests on the show. We look forward to bringing you a whole lot of wonderful, great things next week, things that you just did not know about. So I'm just very grateful. I want to thank Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, our entire team, again, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So really good stuff. I mean, what more can we say? It's nothing bad. So here's a little bit with Magi Helena, and you guys know her. Take a listen. Well, let's see if we can get that to populate there. Okay, well, while that's taking the scenic route, we're going to keep things moving along. And let's see if we can get that. I think we can. All right. As you know, we're almost there and at the tail end, folks, on Friday. Let's see what we got. So stand by.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide. And the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
All right, great show again. We'll take two on this Friday morning. Of course, we're going to wrap up the week. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you back here on Tuesday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Michael, thanks again. Yeah. Great job. We have had a great time and enjoyed the week. And we're going to get your mic fixed over the weekend.
Very
All right. So, folks, thanks again. and enjoy. We'll see you back here. Let's get our outro on, and let's just take it on down. It's been an incredible week. I think we started out this week with a whole lot of promise, and it's just been through the roof. So thank you so much for making everything happen for us here, and we shout out all of our connects at Hair Radio. Okay, here's the outro. We'll see you back.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care,